American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities.
And the criminals in Washington, D.C. that think that they have the wisdom, folks, all centered in themselves that they are, they have the wisdom to run everything in the country. Just ask them. Well, we need leaders. And the public is still, it's just absolutely too stupid. There are a bunch of sheep out there, and they need our leadership. Folks, doesn't that foster into that independence, that ruggedness that we had, independent thinking that we had in this country? It's a great country at one time. Man, we had all the people with the great ideas that could put them into motion. You know, if you wanted to make a better widget, a better mousetrap, you could do so. Well, not anymore. Now you can go down and buy your mousetraps from Wally World, made by slave labor in China. And that's good for America. You know, if I hear Ron Paul one more time say that Walmart's a good thing, I'm going to have to make a personal visit to that man's office. He's too much of a politician to be pandering to such an idea, and he knows better. Sorry, Ron. I'm going to be hard on you, pal, until you make up your mind to get the heck out of Washington, D.C., quit pandering with that political mess up there, and come back to Texas where you belong, and maybe, just maybe, stiffen your spine a little bit, and maybe run for governor of Texas. What do you think? Do you think the state of Texas would be better, or for you folks out there, Republic of Texas would be better under Mr. Perry or the other guy? Eh, take your pick. Let's go back to the phones. Gene in Texas. Hello, Gene.
Hello there. Yeah, it's pathetic how people don't know their American history. Thomas Jefferson said no people can remain ignorant and stay free. And this is deliberate. The public school dumbing down of our children, grandchildren, is deliberate to keep us ignorant and keep us in slavery. A book was written by Judge Robert Bork called Slouching Towards Gomorrah. Judge Robert Bork's one of the few good judges we've had in recent years, in my opinion. And in that book, Slouching Towards Gomorrah, he quoted John Jay. I doubt if most high school or college graduates know who John Jay was. He just happened to have been the first Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court. And he used his quote from the book to say how diversity, multiculturalism, is not a strength. It's a weakness of any country. And Judge Robert Bork said that if we'd have had the kind of society back in 1776 that we have now, this multicultural society, he said we would have never fought the American Revolution. And I agree with him 100% on that. And the problem is we have, yes, you say these neocons that run the Republican Party, which are Zionists and socialists, the same people run the Democrat Party. And
that's
this
right.
Is a problem also, of course. Our people have been brainwashed. They have been conditioned to vote Democrat, Republican mainly. And they're both controlled by these same anti-Christ, anti-Christian people. People of Revelation chapter 2 and verse 9, Revelation chapter 3 and verse 9. This is the problem that people are going to vote Democrat, Republican. A third party, a Christian running on a third party ticket cannot get elected to hardly any political office, locally or federally.
Well, and that is true. And the only thing that you're going to have in the future are more John Kerry, George Bush scenarios.
Yeah.
I mean, didn't anybody get it?
I mean, it's like, well, we're mad at the Republicans, we'll vote the Democrats in. Then our people get mad at the Democrats, they vote the Republicans in. I mean, it's like voting for a gray fox or a red fox to guard your chicken house.
That's it. It doesn't matter. It's still a fox.
You're still going to have a fox guarding the chicken house, right?
Well, I mean, people aren't getting it. I mean, we have the current president, Mr. Bush, but his opposition for the Democratic Party was one John Kerry that just happened to be a skull and bones guy and just happened to be his cousin.
Yeah, Tweedledum and Tweedledee.
If that doesn't tell you that the political fix is in, I don't know what does.
Right.
Gene, thanks for your call. Lauren, you're up next. My guest today, Eric Hupschmidt. And Eric, we've got to get to your painful deceptions, both your book and your DVD presentation. We'll be right back.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied towards your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you washed them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanols, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calben Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calben Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Reifman frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Reif discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Eric's websites are www.erichhuffschmidt.net. I'll have to read that for you. That's erichuffschmidt.net, or here's an easier one, www.hugequestions.com. If you would like to send him an email, that's painfulquestions@aol.com. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, in our store, and thank you for doing this, Eric, on our store, if you go to the front page and just look at the top left button, the Freedom Store, you can get Painful Deceptions, the book, Painful Questions. And, Eric, I want to talk about painful deceptions. Painful questions went outstanding. It was the best printed material. Everybody seemed to want to rush out, and they wanted to do video or DVD presentations, but they wanted to stay away from books. And you came out, when you came out with painful questions, that was an outstanding. And, I mean, just well laid out, well researched, well thought out. And I've got to be honest with you, I've not seen your painful deceptions yet.
Oh, the video?
I have not seen the video yet.
Oh, well, yeah, the book I came out with, I didn't realize people don't really care much for reading. Most people don't. But the book, the reason I wanted it in a book format is I was having a hard time explaining to people that this attack looks like a big scam, that the buildings were blown up. And I was thinking of, with good quality pictures, large size, that that would help convince people. So that's why there's so many of these big color photos in there and diagrams.
Well, as I said, it was an outstanding job. Nobody had done anything, and maybe it's part of our conditioning here in this country that, well, we need everything in a soundbite. We need everything prepackaged, predigested. You know, make it easy for us. We just get little blips and snippets from the controlled media, and that's our educational outlet, that we don't spend the time reading anymore.
Right. Well, I think part of the other reason a lot of people don't read is what's occurring to me now is the reason so many of the books that are in bookstores are worthless is because they're in control of which ones get out there.
That's right.
Mine cannot get in. It won't get in, and neither will anything else. You know, what's mostly in the bookstores is like literary styrofoam. You pay $20 to $40 for those things, and what do you get out of them? You know, it's like the New York Times and Newsweek. You get a lot of material to read, but there's not much substance there. And a lot of it's dishonest. And that's one thing people don't seem to realize. You know, they'll say Bush is corrupt and all, but they don't realize when they're buying Newsweek or the New York Times, they're funding people who lie to them. It's like buying the newsletter of a bunch of car thieves. And people really should stop this. They should be telling their friends, quit giving money to those people. They're not getting what they think they're getting. They're not really getting the news at all. And this is a concept. After you explain to people that September 11th is a scam, once you finally get people to realize that, you've got to then tell them, and your friends who are trying to expose Bush, they're not your friends either. They're lying to you. The media is lying to you. The move-on groups, the Green Party. Where are all of those parties? None of them are talking about any of this. And people don't realize that. They keep making excuses. Like one guy who's a member of the Green Party, he was frustrated that they're not talking about 9/11. And I tell him, well, I think it's because they're infiltrated and manipulated by the people doing it. And his response was, no, the leader's just a psychopath. But, I mean, think about this. This is the excuse some people use with Bush. They say, well, Bush probably wasn't involved. He's just incompetent. I mean, you got a problem either way, whether he's incompetent or not. There's a problem. What are people putting up with these incompetent leaders for? And the Green Party, I mean, this Mike Feinstein, or Feinstein, whatever it is, there are accusations that he's taking money from the Green Party, and they sued him in a small claims court, and people are saying, well, maybe he's just a psychopath. Maybe he's just a crook. Well, what's he doing as a leader in this Green Party? People, their standards for leadership are so low that anybody can get in there. They can commit crimes. Nobody cares. They can ignore scams. Nobody cares. People have to stop trusting all of these people, all of these organizations. Stop giving them your money. Stop buying these newspapers from them. And start demanding higher quality from the newspaper reporters, higher quality from the TV reporters, and all these organizations, these anti-war groups, these peace groups. They're not really peace groups or anti-war groups. They all seem to be infiltrated. They're all manipulating. They're all avoiding these issues of the corruption. And it's a hard thing to sell to people, hard thing to convince them, because they regard them as their friends, especially when they criticize Bush. You see, this is where I think, this is where it gets scary, is what these people, as they realize September 11th is a scam, their first reaction is, Bush is it, Bush. And then these groups come rushing over. Yes, Bush, come with us. Come over to our side. Come to Move On. Come to the Green Party.
Sure.
We'll save you from Bush. And who are they? It's some of the same people or worse.
And the next presidential cycle here, that if there's a Democrat that gets the front runner here for the 2008 presidency, and the guy turns out to be a crook or not exactly what they expect, it's not going to matter to them. It's going to be anything is better than Bush.
And that was a slogan in 2004, anything but Bush. But that's not true. Jeffrey Dahmer wouldn't be better than Bush. People have got to start being more serious. They've got to be more responsible. You can't just pick anybody. You can't just say, well, John Kerry's better. They don't even know. How did he become the candidate? The cheating is so blatant. He just pops up out of nowhere to be their candidate. They've got George Soros funding him. Nobody asks, who is this George Soros? What does he want? What is he funding this guy for? And what's his connections with all these other communists and goofballs? I mean, it's like they're setting us up possibly for another thing in the next election. If people don't wise up and start realizing it's corruption everywhere.
Well, I think pretty much the Arnie Schwarzenegger for president in 2008 is pretty much dead. It looks like there's a little resurgence here with Hillary Clinton. I mean, there'd be a person I'd want to see in the White House, wouldn't you, Eric? I mean, come on. I mean, let's play the game. Let me see. We have 8 years of Bush saying that he stays in the presidency for the full two terms. And then before that, we had 8 years of, we had 8 years of Bill Clinton. And right before that, we only had 4 years of George Bush Sr. But if you take a look at what has happened, let's add that up. Let me see. 16. Oh, in the last 20 years, what have we gotten out of, I don't care who's in the White House and what party they claim to be part of. What have we gotten in the last 20 years? I'll tell you what we got, folks. We got the master shaft is what we've gotten. And it doesn't matter. You know, it kills me to see people still sitting around cheering Bill Clinton. You know, forget the fact that the guy was impeached for lying. Okay? What you and I would probably go to jail for, lying to a grand jury. Forget that fact. Forget the guy was a little fast and loose. People liked him because he was a likable guy. They didn't care about his character. When the thing came up about Monica Lewinsky, what did they say? Well, it shouldn't be anybody's purview in the public to spy on a president about his sexual, proclivities. Well, excuse me, that has to do with character in my book. If a guy can't keep his zipper closed while he's in the White House, you're going to tell me that this guy is going to make moral and ethical decisions when he's in the White House? I have a little problem believing that. Same with George Bush. If you just take a look at his track record in business, you business owners out there, you business-minded people, take a look at what a failed guy he was in the business world. But yet, here he is, president of this country. He's our commander-in-chief. I'm sorry, chief. And it's going to be up to George Bush to reinvigorate the economy. Look, folks, presidents don't reinvigorate anything. Government creates nothing. We do here in the private sector. Get that through your heads and understand that concept. Turn off the boob tube the next time you see this clown talking about economics because he does not know. And if he does, there isn't a doggone thing he could do about it anyhow because we're under control of what? Well, that's right, the international banksters, the IMF, and their monetary boys inside the country. Look. It is a rigged game until you get this through your head that we have to go back to the constitutional principles that ran this country correctly. We're not going to be looking at over $70 trillion in debt. We're not going to see the government involved in retirement benefits or in the medical fields or anything else. The government has a limited role, and the country is better off without the Fed control. But they're busy right now taking over every aspect of our living lives. Get that through your head. We need to get out of the bed of the Fed, period.
Oh, yeah. There's one other thing that just occurred to me is, you know, the Gannon incident where this Jeff Gannon was exposed as a homosexual prostitute. People, not only first of all, you got the issue that Republicans are ignoring this, but then you got the issue of who exposed this guy. Here again is an example of what I mean, where the people who come to our rescue, you've got to look at who are these people? Who exposed that? And how did he get that information? It was exposed, they say, by the bloggers. Ameriblogger is one of them. And they put him on TV. He's our hero. He's exposing him. But who is this guy? You got to remember, they control the media. They control the television. How did this guy get on television unless he's part of it? And see, this is where I say that it looks like there's a fight going on right now for who's going to get this nation. They're probably thinking the 9/11 attack is being exposed, and there's some group within them. You know what? This is a concept. Let me first of all explain how it happens in corporations. Everybody at IBM is working together. But within that corporation, you are going to find there is rivalry as to who gets the promotions. And what the company becomes depends on who gets to be leader. The same is probably going on within this group that's doing these scams. They work together, but there is rivalry between them as to who is going to get control of this nation. And what we have to keep in mind is these people who are exposing Bush could simply be rival members of this gang, and we cannot assume that they're going to be better. They may be worse. And to look at the guy who exposed Gannon, that guy who got on TV, the Ameriblog. Who is he? Who is he working for? And what is his goal?
I understand. I'll tell you what, we got to take the break. Callers, we'll get your calls right after this break with Eric Hutchman.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
My guest today, Eric Huffschmidt. His website, www.erichuffschmidt.net and www.hugequestions.com. And if you go to our RBN Live site, go to the store. Oh, that's right. You can get painful deceptions and painful questions. And we appreciate your business, folks, because it helps keep us on the air. Let's go to Lauren in Ohio. Hello, Lauren.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
I'll tell you what, Eric, I have your book, and I thank you. I've stopped loaning it out because it's too hard to get it back. So go buy that book and turn that boob tube off and turn on RBN and learn. You know, prayer, it's a walk. It's not a talk. And if you look at, you know, what God said, he said, my people shall worship in spirit and in truth. It's not a color thing. It's a truth thing. Now, we used to seek truth in this country. Seeking truth, we were living. We were live human beings. Now we seek stuff. And I'm going to throw a word at you, verisimilitude. It means the appearance of truth. Now, verisimilitude is good enough for most Americans, but that's how come this country looks like what it looks like now. And so coming at this by way of solutions, and mostly I'm talking to Christians, we need to obey God. He said, raise up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. He also said, teach him the truth, morning, noon, and night. And what's happening is we're turning our own children over.
Lauren, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
50% of this country, I mean, if we can believe the polls, and I think there was enough polls done over the issue of John Moore and should the Ten Commandments be kept in the rotunda of the state Supreme Court building. And I think I saw enough polls that showed me that this country was split right down the middle.
Okay, but again...
Now, hold on. How are we going to talk to people if we immediately come out with Jesus Christ and God? And they happen to be in that 50% that thinks it's a good idea to take God out of schools and public institutions.
Well, here's the thing. There's a lot of people that don't believe in God. And you know what I always ask them? Do you believe in gravity? Does it matter if you don't? You don't have to believe that God is God. He didn't say if everybody... We'll do what I say. He said, if my people who are called by my name will come back to me, then I will heal your land. And remember, the herd will follow. If they think it's cool to homeschool, the herd's going to follow. If they see that the spelling bees and the geography bees are being won by the homeschoolers and that their children are coming out of school idiots, they don't know anything, they'll follow. So what I'm saying is, think about the money involved here. I'm in Ohio. If we removed our children from these schools, and I'm talking about before they get enough illegals to keep those schools open, before they get enough to fill up the spots you mentioned, I think you said 50.2% of Texas is now
minority.
Yep. And it's coming up on, I think, California is like more than half now.
There's four states. Hawaii has got most of the Asians, but California, New Mexico, and Texas are the three American states that are now officially predominantly minority.
Okay, so what do you think would happen if you shut down the state budget? I mean, I'm in Ohio, $50 billion budget. $26 billion of that is education. Yet and still, 76% of the fourth graders, when they tested, couldn't read at the fourth grade level. So they can't even teach them to read. So you're giving up $25 billion with a B dollars. Now, what do you think our country would look like if we had that money in our pocket, if we took our children back? And I'll tell you, the children are the treasure. They're more valuable than the money that we're going to save, but we could be a successful country again if we let God be the leader. And God is truth. For people that don't believe that God is God, that's okay. Everybody doesn't have to believe that the truth is the truth, but the problem is the truth doesn't change because you don't believe it. And what I notice is most Christians that I know don't obey God. See, they put their children in those schools because it's kind of like what Eric was saying earlier. He was saying, you know, people have this comfort level. Well, I went to school and it was good for me, and my parents went to school and it was good for them. And, you know, I was on the basketball team and I was the star. And so they've gotten into this rhythm, but it's a lie. It's an illusion, like you were saying, John. And so what I'm saying is, why don't we just come out of the illusion and obey God and then let the herd follow, because they will. Because
the way it used to be in this country. Not everybody was a Christian. And you're right. I see a lot of people that profess to be Christians, but it's like, for them, it's like a badge of honor. It's like being part of your local country club.
Oh, sure.
You know that I'm cool because I'm a Christian. Yeah, you can deal with me, but I'm just as dishonest as the next guy that doesn't believe in God.
Oh,
look,
yeah.
Look, we understand that. Well, that's the way it used to be in this country. And I've told people, I said, don't worry. I don't spend a whole lot of time talking about Jesus Christ or God on this radio program because, quite frankly, I'm not a preacher. And there are people that are infinitely more qualified to talk about that than I am. I just happen to be one of the lowly guys out here that happen to believe in those precepts. But here's the point. What do we do with these people? I've tried to convince them that, don't worry, I'm not going to come to your house and beat you upside with a Bible, and I'm not going to beat you into submission here. Don't be afraid of it. When you mention Jesus Christ to anybody, you might as well say that you're part of Al-Qaeda, that you're something to be avoided like the plague. And I'm in agreement with you. Before we had principles that were founded, biblically principled, we were in this country at one time, and people didn't seek to change it. We didn't have large groups and organizations and universities that were attacking the very structures that we're talking about here. They were content to leave well enough alone, and they went off and did their own thing. But now it's part of the social engineering thing. You know, that it's now cool to be a secular humanist. That it's cool not to, go be down with that nativity thing on your village square at Christmas time.
See, I'm not one of those Christmas celebrators because, frankly, it's not in the Bible.
Well,
but
I understand. I understand.
The truth is where the power is. And in the end, even if you don't believe in God, power's what you want. People are sick of being helpless.
Lauren?
And, yeah.
Do you have a question for Eric?
I just wanted to thank him so much for the book. This has been the most interesting conversation I've heard all day. And I just wanted to say thank you very much and tell you, you know, if we'd seek truth, we'd save our butts.
I hear you.
A whole lot of money.
I hear you. Thanks,
okay,
Lauren.
Thanks.
Appreciate
a lot.
Your
Bye-bye.
Call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio.
only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
When was the last time you used Pure soap? I mean real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the CalBend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated Pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, CalBend Pure soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because CalBend Pure soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned Pure soap, call CalBend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a CalBend Pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091, or on the web at CalBendPureSoap.com.
Try Pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
I wanted to mention this before, out of the AFP, schools dumbing down. States are fudging statistics on dropouts and have set appallingly low goals in order to increase the number of students who graduate. According to the nonprofit advocacy group Education Trust, most states exaggerated graduation rates by ignoring students who dropped out before their senior year, the report said. Yes, what are the children learning in schools? They're learning how to be good Globo citizens, Globo cops. Back to the phones with my guest today, Eric Huffschmidt, John in Arizona. I hope this isn't John McCain.
No, this isn't John McCain. This is John Gilbert.
Okay, John.
Hi, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Good.
Eric, I had a couple quick questions for you. I was wondering about Jimmy Walters. Is he still, like, on the 9/11 tour exposing?
Well, yeah. This is a very interesting story. When he first saw my book, his reaction was he was just going to buy it because he likes to support people. You know, he's like, well, you're doing a good job. I'll buy your book. But he didn't want to look at it. He thought, oh, this is stupid. I'm not going to read this conspiracy nonsense. So he bought my book and DVD, and it sat in his house for months until somebody finally convinced him to look at it. And then he goes, oh, my God, we got to get this out. And he goes on his campaign, spending millions of dollars advertising it in the newspapers and magazines. And then he started putting cable TV ads in the New York area. And who even heard about this? He spent more money advertising my book than most authors make in their lifetimes. And yet all these 9/11 truth groups, the Move On Group, the Green Parties, all of them are ignoring it. And then after getting a little bit sabotaged when he tried to run a meeting in September 11th in New York City, he decided he's just out of this country. He moved to Europe. We had a tour over there. And again, the whole time we're on the tour, they're trying to sabotage it. And then he just recently got it again and more sabotaged. They said, oh, come on over to Russia. We'll get some of this information over there. So he goes over there, and all they're really trying to do is, it seems like, set him up with a woman, trying to get him to do something, I guess, to embarrass himself or blackmail himself or whatever. And nothing came of it. And he's having a hard time learning this lesson I was trying to tell you earlier. The people who claim to be your friends are going to – they're really working against you. They're pretending to expose this. They're trying to be your friends, and then they screw you over.
Well, one thing I've noticed, Eric, is here in, like, Phoenix, we've got a 9/11 truth group that meets, like, once every couple of weeks. And I went to a couple of their meetings, and I get really, really upset with them for the simple fact that all they do is sit here and talk about, what happened on 9/11. You know,
that's right.
Everybody in the group already knows what happened on 9/11. My feeling is everybody in that group knows what happened on 9/11. Instead of sitting there, every 2 weeks or 3 weeks or whatever they're doing, they need to be out and outreach and actually talking
right.
to more people.
That's right. You see, listen, look at those groups, all of them. They'll have you spend your time arguing over, well, what hit those towers? Was it a hologram? Was it a commercial plane? Was it a military plane? What is affecting people? What will help this world is to get this information out. Show these people the book, the videos, the websites. Get the information out. Don't spend your time arguing over the details, and yet they don't do it. And you got to ask yourself, why?
I'll tell you what, I've read, a few other books as well, like Colonel Don DeGraham Pree's book, The Viper's Venom and the Barbarians Inside the Gates. And he clearly says in his books, I guess they had some type of meeting, military personnel, after 9/11. And he clearly says that it wasn't a Boeing that hit the Pentagon. I mean, there wasn't a hole the size of a Boeing at all.
Well, right. That's what we're all saying. But what's happening is a lot of these 9/11 people will spend their time arguing what it was.
Mm-hmm.
We can see that it was not Flight 77, but we don't know what it was. It's like arguing over what kind of bullet hit President Kennedy.
Right. Well, we're never going to really know unless we get those tapes that the FBI confiscated
after
9/11. So.
But like you just said about your group, they are trying to waste your time arguing over silly things when you could be doing something useful. Get the information out. Go to the universities. What's wrong with these university professors? What's wrong with the students? You got to get the information out. The information is what's going to help people.
Yeah.
But if you go to one of these groups, it doesn't matter which one you go to, Green Party, Move On, the 9/11 groups, very few of them provide you with information. Very few of them encourage you to talk about it. There's only a few real small ones that are really trying to do something. All of the others seem to be manipulated or infiltrated.
And Greg, look, one of the things I noticed that people that drop into the movement, and a lot of people are suspicious of a lot of other people and what their motivations are. Jimmy Walter struck me as a guy that, well, this guy was pretty well healed. He had plenty of money. He saw something that really upset him. But it's there is a difference with somebody picking up a cause and then really knowing the full background of something and why they're doing it. And I think that was lacking, and I didn't want to say this about Jimmy Walters because he has spent a lot of money. I think he's had a great effect on people in New York City. But who's the guy that ran the anti-tax thing? He was spending $750,000 on a full-page ad in USA Today, and that was trying to expose the IRS. Well, that's fine and dandy, but you expend a lot of funds, and who do you reach, and what do they really find out? Did they actually take a look at the information and go, this sounds pretty good. I think I'll do some more research. People don't know how to do this anymore. They've got to be spoon-fed the information. The one question that people are afraid to ask the run-of-the-mill person is, what's on your mind and what's worrying you? They're afraid to ask a question, but they're more than content to shove information at them that they may not be even interested enough to even know why it's important to them.
Hey, John?
Yes, sir.
I've been trying to, I've actually spent quite a bit of money, not near the money that Jimmy Walters has actually spent on exposing the truth of 9/11, I would say I probably spent somewhere in the neighborhood of anywhere between 15 and 20 grand.
Right.
And, you know, the thing is I feel like I'm just shoving information down people's throats, and I don't feel like I feel like I'm spinning my wheels. Now, I did actually pull up your flyer off your website, and I've been sending that out, hoping that maybe they would tune into your radio program, and maybe, you know, just by listening to it, it would open their eyes.
Well, and we cover a lot of diverse subjects on, and mostly what is wrong with America, but we also talk about what's the best way to fix it. But more importantly, in order to make a change and think about making the change today and then putting that into action tomorrow, you've got to know where you came from and why it was so good in the first place. That's called our history. You know, and like I said, Eric, we got people that just drop out of the sky, well-intentioned, but they don't know when they're being manipulated. They don't know when they're being taken for a ride.
Well, right, and you see with Jimmy, he's got the problem that they're all over him.
Yeah.
It's like flies on him.
Yeah.
And there's more sabotage with him than he can grasp, because mm-hmm. when he puts something out, you know, these people are supposedly proofreading things, and there's like gross spelling errors.
Yeah.
So obvious.
Yeah.
It's like, are these people really trying to help him or just take his money and ruin him and encourage things that are stupid? Because that's what they seem to do. In order to make people ineffective, they seem to be providing suggestions that are stupid, encouraging stupid behavior, encouraging a waste of money. But they act as if they're your friends, and you don't realize. You've got to be asking yourself, who are these friends?
Well, and Jimmy, I got to tell you, Jimmy helped finance the printing of the Carl Schwartz's book, One Way Ticket to Crawford, Texas. So, I mean, he was trying to do the right thing. But
what he does? He depends on other people, to be honest. He's not suspicious enough. He'll just give somebody the money and say, well, that's a good idea. Here, do it. He doesn't realize these people are not there to help.
Right.
He's too trusting. This is how these people get away with so many of these crimes. He'll just trust. And it's taking him a long time to realize these people that claim to be friends, they're not really your friends. He still hasn't grasped it totally, I don't think. Like the George Soros, I got to keep reminding people, these Democrats that call themselves saviors for Bush, they're not our saviors. These people are going to screw you. They've already done it to people. So you've got to watch it. Don't believe somebody. Just because he says he's against Bush, that doesn't make him your friend.
John?
Yeah, I got a question for both you gentlemen, then I'll hang up. So what are we going to do to expose the truth here? I mean, I understand that, John, obviously you started this network. You know, I'm mailing out flyers on your network information to get people to tune in. I think the only way to really get, you know, millions of people involved in this 9/11 truth movement, and actually not only 9/11 truth, just the total fraud of our complete government, is if everybody that's listening to your program took 100 flyers and sent them out to 100 people that they knew, or even if they didn't know them, just send them out. I guarantee you, at least one or two of those people would start tuning into your radio program. If they did the same thing, it's just like network marketing. Pretty soon, you're going to have, you know, maybe 25, 30 million people listening.
And John, it's funny, you should, Mr. Producer, let's kill that last break. And this is exactly when I was on my hiatus, my healing hiatus here. This is exactly what I was considering. Look, it's not just the survival of this group or Eric Huffschmidt or John Stadtmiller. It's about the survival of this country and what's the best way to do it. And the only thing that I know how to do is to provide the educational materials. And that's, you know, we don't waste a whole lot of time talking about a lot of things that don't add up to anything. We don't do that on this network. There's enough out there to talk about, enough to discuss, and this is exactly what I was thinking about. Look, if we don't drastically add to our numbers of informed people out there that can make rational decisions, then we're done. Stick a fork in us, or just like that overcooked Christmas turkey, we're done. We're way past done. So in order to move this thing along, we have to get the numbers out there that are paying attention, because there is something that we talk about on this network every single day that is going to be of interest to just about anybody. Now, I'm not talking about hardcore socialists or communists out there or, you know, homosexuals. They're not going to find this programming exactly appealing to them. And that's too bad. But you know what? They're still the minority in this country. We are still the majority. And until we enlist more people into this cause of freedom, we're done. And John, you hit the nail right on the head. What do we do? Well, this is what we're trying to do.
Well, I'm mailing out flyers. I probably mailed out, I bet you, 500 of your flyers so far since you put it on your website, really, to be honest with you. Half the people, you know, I'm involved with Jack McLam's Police and Military Against the New World Order. I've sent information of, you know, people that are in the military, people that are veterans, people that are, you know, part of Veterans for Peace. Now, I don't know if they're infiltrated by the Rockefellers and the CFR or not, but I'll tell you what, I'm doing all I can to expose your information to as many people as possible. You know, I'm downloading the flyer. I'll go hand it out. We've got a Luke Air Force Base right over here. You know, I go give the information to these people over here. Pretty soon, you're going to hit critical mass. It's going to happen. If everybody did that, if everybody did it, I guarantee you within 6 months, you'd have probably 15 to 20 million people listening to your network. And not only that, they're not going to throw 15 or 20 million people in concentration camps. It ain't going to happen.
Well, and until such time that we have an informed populace in this country that doesn't fall for the lies and the deception anymore, that doesn't fall for the phony left-right paradigm, or, you know, you can vote your way out of this mess by just putting the right Democrat or the right Republican, not only as president, but as governor of your state or whatever the case may be. Look, until such time that we have once again an informed populace, the major question that should be put forth to people is, why should you care? This is the number one thing that most people get back when you try to talk to them. Well, why should I care about that? They've got to understand why they should care.
Yep.
And they can hear. We can't go out there. We can't go out there and forcibly drag them to a radio or drag them to their computer. That is going to be the job of the listeners. And we're going to start a program. I'm starting to talk to the talk show host on this network right now. We're starting a program called Check It Out. And simply it's going to be, like you said, about the thing. We're adding more pages, by the way, to the website so people can print it and send it out or post it or do whatever they want. We're offering free bumper stickers, free business cards. But we want the host, and they're going to be shocked. The callers are going to be shocked when they call into this network and we ask them, how many people did you contact today? And some have mentioned to me, well, people may be afraid to call in. Well, if that's the case, then this network shuts down. It's not because we didn't make the valid attempt to do that. It's because there's not enough support within America to want to get their country back and to do the things necessary to get it back. We're going to find out real quick. Either we need to move these numbers in larger, you know, we need larger numbers. We need to move this message forward. And the people that are listening to this network are not willing to do it. I certainly can't do it, and I'm not going to die a broken man trying to do it. Either we're going to get our stuff together here, folks, or we're going to go down the tubes. And for you people out there saying it's already too late, like I've said before, go out on the back porch, pull out your handgun, and I hope you own, and blow your head off. Okay? Because for you, the world is dead. This country's dead. You're dead. John, I appreciate you so
Thank
much,
you.
My friend. Thank you very much. Eric, this is what we need. We need good, honest people doing a good, honest thing.
Right, and if you want a comparison, take a look at that Janet Jackson escapade at the Super Bowl. That went around the world in a matter of hours. People talk about silly things like that. All people have to do is talk. Just tell your friends and neighbors every once in a while. Just do it more than once. Just tell them every once in a while about 9/11 or the corruption. Once in a while, when they're around their friends and relatives and neighbors, just bring it up and then do it again a week later. Eventually, this information will reach people.
Why does Eric Hutschmidt care what goes on inside this country? Why are you investing your time and your energy and your money?
I don't know. It's a personality thing, I guess. I just like the way I look at it, though, is we can make a better world than this. We don't need this. We have the technology to make a really nice life for ourselves, nice cities, nice trains. The way I look at it is, well, let's do something useful. You know, that what are we living for? Just to gather material goods in our house and cars in our garage? Is that life? To sit in front of a TV set? To me, it's like, let's do something. Let's make our lives better. Let's what is life? It's just make things better for ourselves. And that's the way I look at it. Let's improve things.
Or put it, more importantly, maybe making a quality to our life that is not...
Quality, that's a good way of putting it.
That it's not an illusion. And I'm in agreement with you because I see more and more people, And I'm not getting on people for going out and edging their lawns and putting fertilizer on their grass to make it pretty and green, or, you know, I'm not saying that. But people are more involved with themselves and in their grass than they are in America and the issues that really matter.
I think that's also because they're unhappy. When people are unhappy, they seem, a lot of them react by trying to find something to bring some momentary pleasure in their life, like shopping or the television or drugs or sex.
Or eating or whatever.
Right, exactly. See, that's what I think is happening. The people are actually unhappy in this country. A lot of them, most of them, are, and they're reacting the wrong way. Instead of saying, I'm unhappy, let's make this country better, they're saying, I'm unhappy, what makes me happy? Oh, food or sex or money or fame.
Yeah.
And so they're reacting the wrong way. They're making it worse.
I agree with you, Eric Hupschmidt, 100%. Let's take care of these callers here. Russ in West Virginia. Thanks for holding, Russ.
Okie dokie. I got a problem with the talk show host of a lot of our stations because they're not all on the same broadcast here. For instance, somebody was brought up the fact about apathy. And I don't care whether they take my constitution away or I give it up. This guy wants us to go out and vote. Now, I know about the 14th Amendment, citizen. You teach it.
Right.
And we got talk show hosts out there saying that we need to get together and we need to get out there and vote the man out. That's not going to work. The other day you had a show on, you had a man that talked to you, and he said, well, what do we do about it? Well, the way I look at it, we got to do away with the corporate government. We start with we the people. We made the Constitution. The Constitution made the federal government. And the federal government runs the corporation. They expanded their 10-mile area by dealing through corporations. We got to dissolve the corporations in the states and in the counties.
That's the first start, but I think most people would be concerned, Russ, with the person that has the ability or the supposed authority to put a gun to your head to make you do whatever you want.
Well, that's true.
And Russ, this has been my contention. Look, there's a lot of people in all 50 states right now that want to see this change that Eric was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And until they realize that, yes, we can empower ourselves, and yes, we really do have the power because that's the way this government was set up for we the people, not they the government. Once we take this seriously and start going after, let's start forming political organizations, if you will, to do one thing, to restore, not argue about issues or school funding or curriculum or this, that, and the other, not to get tied up in this minutia, but to go to these governors and say, look, do we have a constitution or don't we? Do we have a state constitution? Do we have a federal constitution? And if you're not abiding by that, pal, you're gone. Until such time we start unplugging these governors, because this is going to take the teeth out of the power that the Fed has usurped. Right now, I mean, overnight. Almost overnight. And until we sit around, instead of arguing with ourselves, well, what should we do? Should we go after the IRS? Should we go after the Federal Reserve? Should we go after the school system? Should we do taxes? Should we do property? Should we do this, that, or the other? Look, it's all under that 14th Amendment, and the problem still emanates back at the FedGov. Until we're willing to take the teeth, and our teeth is biting us on the butt in our respective states here, until we're ready to remove those teeth from our butts, we're not going to get anywhere.
Well, I try to educate every trucker at the truck stop. I every day I'm talking to two or three of them. So I'm turning them on to something, one issue or the other.
Good.
So that's about the best I can do for now.
Well, I appreciate
And I take my township and my sheriff, and I take them all on, and I just stick it right in their face and let them know that the Constitution comes first. I don't care what they taught you in school.
And I think, Russ, that rather than looking at these people as being potential enemies, they should be looked at as potential friends that need a little bit of help.
Well,
because there's a lot of animosity out there when somebody doesn't necessarily agree with our point of view. Well, that's fine. You smile at them, shake their hand, and move on to the next person that's willing to listen. And as one caller put it, sooner or later, we'll reach that point. John out of Arizona said it. We'll reach that point where there's no stopping it. But there's got to be more people involved. And I think for the longest time, I think we've not been necessarily going about this the wrong way, but we've not been paying attention as to what works and what doesn't. We've got people that call into this program on a regular basis saying, well, I've tried everything you've said, and all I get is rejected, and I'm tired of this, and I'm moving on, or whatever the case may be. They'll come up with any amount of reasoning or excuses for themselves as to why they want to quit.
Well, I'm not rejected. They leave me alone.
Well,
I mean, I'm a little more serious than saying, oh, woe is me. It's going to go further than just being rejected.
Right.
And I put it right in their face. Well, I'm going to go because I know there's other people.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Russ. And again, folks, Eric Hupschmidt's site, let me get this out real quick here before we run out of time. Eric Hufschmidt. That's E-R-I-C, and his last name is spelled Hufschmidt, H-U-F-S-C-H-M-I-D.net, EricHufschmidt.net, or go to www.hugequestions.com. Back to the phones, John in Louisiana. Hello, John.
Yeah, good afternoon, John.
Hi.
I'm a great believer in adages, proverbs. I've learned them all my life from my mother's knee. Proverbs are the distillation of human experience. They're totally absent from our present generation.
Mm-hmm.
There's an old Russian proverb that goes like this. Truth has seven sides. Now, if we could just convince some substantial part of our people that whatever they see on the television and the government's version is not the absolute truth or the only explanation of the situation, that there's another side to it. And if they are just curious enough or interested enough to look for the other side, to turn the coin over and see what's on the reverse side, it's challenging, it's interesting, and they will find the truth, perhaps. But they can't do it. They're more comfortable in their state of denial than they are. Incidentally, the previous caller with the truck drivers thing is a marvelous tip, because the truck drivers are the only people in this country that I know of that have their own communication system.
They go everywhere.
Citizens band, besides right. The tribal citizens band, they're in touch with each other.
That's right.
If we could get them, it would be a huge starting point.
We've been working on them for a number of years, John. Hey, thanks for your call.
Wait,
I appreciate
one more
it.
In yep. closing. I got one more shot. In my humble opinion, the rapture-bound Christians who put Emperor George in command should by right furnish the cannon fodder for the Empire's eternal wars.
I agree. Thanks,
yeah,
John.
Recently I met...
I got to go. John, I got to go. I got one more caller to stick in here. Hate to cut you off. Joe in Massachusetts, you're up next, and you're the final caller on this edition of the National Intel Report.
John, I did my part. I still try and do it. Beth, I hope you don't go down the tubes. You're the only network which has free live and free downloads. And question to Eric, is your book for blind people on PDF files so we can at least read it on a scanner?
Oh, no, I don't have a PDF file. When I bought the pictures, I only got the book rights. I suppose I could do something like that, but...
Yeah, because we can't read pictures. I mean, we only read text, as John knows. That's why I like his website.
Oh, I see. The words themselves.
Yeah.
No, but you can listen to my videos right on the Internet. There's people that have them, and there's a lot of the same information right there.
Well, maybe John has it. Maybe we can download it.
Yeah, if you go to Huge Questions, there's some videos right there about it, some shorter ones even. And,
okay, well... All right.
That might be a good way to do it.
Yeah, thanks a bunch. But, John, I've done my best. Let us know. Do you think your network will make it? You said at the end of August you would know.
And that's going to be, I'll tell you, quite frankly, it's going to be up to the audience because.
Do you have any numbers yet? How are they doing? I mean, I've done my best.
I think we're up to about 22,000 and we need to hit 30,000.
Well, at least I sent my money and I did my best.
Well, I appreciate it. Now, if everybody else out there would do the same thing,
thanks.
It'd be a great deal.
Talk to you later.
All right,
bye.
Thanks, Joe. Eric Hufschmidt, this has been a fascinating 2 hours. I originally intended to talk more about your book and your DVD, but I think I enjoyed the other topics that we talked about much more. We'll have to bring you back on specifically for those topics, sir.
Oh, sure. That'd be fine.
I just enjoy this very much. Folks, we do have like minds out there, don't we? Yes, we do. And it's time we start putting these like minds together and get on with it. Because, quite frankly, we're losing this country at a rapid pace. I, for one, don't want to see that happen. Eric Hufschmidt doesn't. Or anybody that listens to this network. So we better start getting busy and getting busy fast. Eric Hufschmidt, thank you, my friend.
Thanks for having me.
All right, sir. That'll do it for us today, ladies and gentlemen. We're back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.